We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. New South Wales police have zeroed in on a new person of interest who they believe is responsible for the disappearance and presumed death of missing boy William Tyrrell. For legal reasons, the suspect cannot be named, but they have previously been spoken to by detectives and never pursued. Investigators are now confident they will solve the mystery of the disappearance of the three-year-old who was last seen in 2014. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Tears of joy and incredible sense of relief at a remote property in the New South Wales Hunter after toddler AJ Elfalak was found by a chopper crew. The three-year-old was spotted by police helicopters late yesterday morning, with video taken from onboard the chopper showing the moment the youngster was spotted in the bush. AJ was assessed by paramedics before being taken to Singleton Hospital, where he's being treated for minor injuries from falling over and being bitten by ants, as well as nappy rash. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The surfer mauled by a great white shark off the New South Wales mid-north coast has been identified as newly married Tim Thompson, whose pregnant wife has been left crushed by his death. The 31-year-old died on Sunday after his right arm was ripped off as he surfed on Shelley Beach near Coffs Harbour in a savage attack that has devastated his wife Katie, who is expecting their firstborn. And authorities are checking off the final steps to Sydney's first drive-through COVID vaccination clinic in a bid to keep a lid on infection rates that continue to boom in the city's southwest. It's the latest step to try and bring under control the Canterbury-Bankstown local government area's runaway infection rate, which at 4,111 cases in the last month is more than 10 times that of the City of Sydney. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph for updates and breaking news throughout the day. Take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.